You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hi, this is Jacob, and welcome to the Bonfire Best of the Week. It was an explosive week on the show. Big J lost his bet to his Legion of Skanks partner, Luis J. Gomez, and the penalty was taking a gun up his butt in front of a live audience. But this didn't faze Big J. It was what he considered his girlfriend Christine's complete lack of support during this event. Listen in now as both sides defend who was right and who was wrong.
Oh, I'll tell you while we're fighting. Christine's been nothing but mean to me for no reason. I've been super sweet to
Christine,
her. Christine, even just, currently.
I want to say I heard what happened last night, and I want to applaud you on your character because I heard it first. If you don't know, Jay lost a bet.
You want to applaud her character?
Because I heard she was adamantly, Josh Adam Myers told me she was adamantly against.
I'd like to see how you admire her character for what she did. Go ahead.
Jay lost a bet to Lewis in basketball and had to have a gun inserted in his butthole last night on Legion of Skanks. GasDigitalNetwork.com. Ari was your lawyer. There's some fun things, but you had to take the gun in the butt. And from what I heard from Josh Adam Myers, Christine adamantly against it, kind of like shift the energy to be like...
She wasn't against the action of it happening.
It was
she
got in the
that.
Room.
She'd already expressed her views on that and made me feel very bad about myself. She humiliated me after the game by being blown away that I didn't score a basket.
My favorite was when
on social media, no less. She was filming Lewis for his streaming. He was live streaming, and she was filming it for him. And then Lewis goes, "All right, cool, thanks, that's all." And then Christine drops the phone down, does not stop streaming, and she just goes to me. She goes, "Jay, you really didn't score like a point?" And I'm like, "What the fuck are you?" And that's where the stream goes, and it's me going, "Really, Christine? You're live streaming, you fucking giving me shit for this?"
Yeah.
So but, the same loyal dog that she is.
She is.
Oh, totes.
Well, dude, I heard you turned around, and last night, Jay needed help.
Here's what happened. Because I don't want you to have it wrong. I think, Josh, you didn't take in what he said right, or you have the wrong feeling about it, because...
I'm a romantic.
Christine...
I'm a sucker for romance.
They start going... At one point, we say, "Hey... Why don't everyone go in the bathroom for this shot of me getting the gun in the butt? We can just do it on stage, turn the cameras around so nothing's behind me."
Sure.
And I'm against a wall, basically. Yeah. And I said, and then I look back at Christine.
I don't know if I could ever take a gun in the butt in a room. I think I'd have to have privacy. I think privacy would be a very important thing.
Well, nobody would ask you to put a gun on your own butt in the thing. It's happening to you.
Sure. Well, if I was...
I could have only changed the rules so many times, but it really was no difference. It was going to be broadcast from the bathroom, from my face forward, or, you know what I mean? No showing.
In that case, might as well have the room reaction.
Right, and then I look back at Christine, and Christine's like cutting through the audience and like going, "Jay, you have a 17-year-old daughter. You have a 17. Think about it, you have a 17." And she's like really like snappy, and
you're right.
Made everyone uncomfortable in the room. And then she went back, and it was so adamant and not funny or part of the fucking podcast vibe at all. And it was like, and everyone was kind of like, "What's the difference?" And I was like, "I don't know." I said, "I didn't really see much of a difference." And then I go, "But I don't know." I go, "Christine seems that heated up about it."
Sure.
I mean, like, maybe I'm just not thinking. I'm not thinking. So I wasn't, like, drunk or anything, but I was like, maybe I'm not thinking of something that's, like, makes this any kind of worse. It's already bad.
What was when you're, like, walking to the stage, where you're just like, "Don't do this. You do not do this."
I mean, the whole bet,
she's so affected.
You know.
Oh. It's just...
Jay, hold on. I get a migraine even thinking about it. Jay, let her have her Army Wives moment.
She's so
You're
affected.
Out there at butt war. Mm-hmm. Let her give her story.
I just kind of freaked out that he was going to do it on stage. Like, it really was like an anxiety. And I was like, "You can't do this." He was drinking. I didn't know how much he was drinking.
Christine, why don't you show me fancy purse?
I'm like, is Lewis bullying you into like doing this in the room? Like,
Lewis doesn't bully me, you nitwit. What are you talking about? How did Lewis bully me into doing it?
I didn't know if it was something that you were going along. Like, it just seemed like a big switch to go from this was a private thing to now
it was never a private
stage.
Thing.
Mm-hmm. I paid for a private party.
I mean, so Dan got a private dance.
Lewis gave me I gave him $1,500 on the low to have it kind of a thing that I just watch privately.
And then I quickly realized that I was ruining the show, and I said, I don't want to get in the way of the content. Do whatever you want.
Yeah, then I go, Christina goes, should I not do it? Looking to her, should I not do it? She goes, do whatever you want. Do whatever, like, just nasty and snappy. Everyone was uncomfortable. It was so weird. Then she goes, Adele says that you can do it in there. That's fine. Like, Adele said, and it was just, like, weird and shitty. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I'm asking you, like, should I not be doing it? Like, what's the thing that you, like, have? Like, I don't care. It was just like that. That was her vibe. Then, moments later, when we all get on stage, I turn the cameras around. I pull my pants, just the back below my butt cheeks.
What's going, when they set everything up,
mm-hmm.
when you're standing there.
Yeah.
And they're like, you ready to do this?
Mm-hmm.
What's going through your head?
I wish I had a more dramatic answer for you, buddy. It was just like,
let me ask
I'm
going
to lube the shit out of it. It's got a condom on the barrel, and let's just hope this. It's like about, realistically, Christine, what, an inch?
I held the gun. It was good girth, about an inch and a half, 2 inches.
It was a nine millimeter barrel that I was surprised by. I was hoping for more of like a pistol snub nose. When they told me it was like a snub nose gun.
Well, they had one that was, because I was in the room before, because I was doing a spot at the stand, and I saw that they had like a orange gun, but it had like a giant scope on it.
Yeah.
And that would, you'd be dead right now. Yeah, you'd have internal bleeding. Were you like, oh my God, this is embarrassing? Or were you like, let's just get this over with?
I think funny first all the time.
Yeah.
And it's like, to some point, like, again, like, I draw my lines probably in very, very weird places.
Sure.
Like, I don't think it's like a lack of dignity to have the gun put up my butt for losing a bet that I would make. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I get the funny over it. So I think my mind always just kind of goes to like that first. Like, what's going to be the funniest? So no, I wasn't like I wouldn't have done it like the things that I was embarrassed to do. If it was like, you got to face the audience or let people hang behind and look, I'd be like, nah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do that. Like, there's something when it's like, Lewis is the only person seeing anything. It's like, that's not embarrassing. Like,
sure.
I've seen Lewis's asshole 7,000 times.
How was it?
What? The gun in the butt?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
How quickly did it go in?
Well, we lubed it up plenty.
Well, that's what I...
And I lubed up my butthole. And then Lewis was trying to, like... This is actually pretty funny. He was trying to find, you know, just like fish around for my asshole. And what was really funny was he just, you know... Every guy in this room, I assume, has fucked a woman in the butt before. Everyone? Yeah? One thing you definitely have to do, when you do that thing where you grip your dick, but you have your pointer finger out, because you got to line the hole up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's hard to find an asshole with the tip of your dick. It feels like everything else in the crack.
It's a pool shot.
So you got to, like, find with the finger the hole and then line up to put the dick in behind it.
It's this.
And I told Lewis that's what he was going to have to do to find it.
Yeah.
So what he does instead is...
He goes, there you are.
He goes, Christine...
There's my girl.
Christine, can you come up here and spread Jay's butt cheeks for me so I can see it?
Now, at this
Christine,
point...
She could have jogged. She jogged to the stage. She was so... All of a sudden.
What was the turnaround in your head? Now you're like, let's make good content?
That was more for Jay. I didn't want him to just, like, fucking shove a gun in his butt. I was like, if I'm up there, I'll be able to point out exactly where it is and make sure this is as gentle as possible, which it was.
Let me tell you how much he pointed. She comes up there for some reason. Lewis says, can you spread his butt cheeks? Christine, behind me, puts lube on her finger and crams it to the fist. Her pinky finger hit my nutsack.
You felt top knuckle on her
my
pinky
beans.
On your left bean?
My left bean caught the
fucking.
She came up on stage and immediately... crammed her entire finger up my, which made me jump.
I wasn't trying to cram my face. What I was trying to do was get. I had lube on my hand. I was trying to get lube in. And I was trying
I don't even know what she's going to say right now. But I'll tell you. I promise you, it'll somehow be backward insulting to me. Christine, just say. Don't even overthink what you're going to say.
She goes, he's a cavernous ass.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Say what you're gonna
no,
say.
I said I was going to. I meant to just get a little bit of lube inside, so it was less painful, and it was just really slippery.
Yeah, Jay's ass was so accepting and so inviting.
Dude,
such a gaybo that he loved it.
She slipped.
She slipped
into your cavernous.
Yeah, she slipped. No one slips their elbow forward.
She goes, oh, slip.
She put her shoulder into it.
Slip. I keep slipping.
Christine's my girlfriend.
Well.
Then I go.
Let me ask this.
When Lewis started, we talked about it.
That's what I wanted to know. When it got to the gun,
mm-hmm.
maybe Christine did it so that you could work backwards and feel better about the gun in your butt. Maybe the gun in your butt's a vacation at this
There's
point.
No way, because Christine also, when I look back to her, I said, Lewis says to me now, I'm better than you at basketball. Or that he's better than me. I'm better than him at basketball, but he works harder and digs down deep and whatever nonsense Lewis said, which was great. But I'm like, no, just a straight game to 11, like from the beginning. It's the one thing we're doing, the sure. one goal of the thing. It takes so much pressure off of me and the thing. I'm like, I'll beat you pretty easy on that one. And he's like, no way. And we were betting a bunch on that. And I look back to Christine. I go, Christine, Lewis is saying now, like, one-on-one, just, like, straight points that he could beat me. I go, that's nuts. I go, I'm taking that. And she was like, And I'm like, holy shit. She can't even fake loving confidence in me for 5 seconds. Even a half hour before she fists my asshole in front of a bunch of strangers that she just started yelling out, I have a 17-year-old daughter in front of.
You have a 17-year-old daughter whose legal name is.
This is her mailing address.
Jay's done some weird shit on shows, particularly SDR show. There was something about it happening in the room where I panicked. I was like, you can't do this. I'm like, you can't get a gun in your butt on stage. Like, this is ridiculous, but it becomes a thing. And I said to Ari, I go, what am I going to act like? I don't know who my friends are. I don't know who I'm dating. Like, I'm dating Jay Oakerson. This is Legion of Skanks. This is who these people are. Like, what, now I'm going to get weird about it? Now I'm going to be like, this is too much for me. This
Christine
is too far.
Is Team Lewis. All the way. Christine's Team Lewis.
Team Rattlesnake?
She's Team Rattlesnake, dude. 100%.
You think she's been compromised?
She's not on Team Big J. That's for goddamn sure.
How do you feel that beyond her just giving you a good knuckling?
That she's Team Lewis?
Yeah.
I got a good one.
I just see her opportunity to give you a little...
Can I give you a good one?
Sure.
Christine said to me a zillion times that she wants to go to the Madison Club to meet those girls, the club owners, and what an amazing club she's heard it is. And she
Comedy on State.
Yeah. So I was... She was going to go out there with me one of the times I was going.
Mm-hmm.
And then around the same time, when I was in Madison, it was also like Lewis was doing the fight. The UFC fight.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah. And she goes, maybe I'll go out to Lewis's fight. I might go out there, go to LA, and then drive out for Lewis's fight and do it. I go, for Lewis's fight? I go, I thought you were coming to Madison with me. She goes, I go, well, you're paying to go to Lewis's thing.
Mm-hmm.
I go, so if you're going to pay to go to Lewis's thing, I go, you wouldn't pay to come meet me in Madison, Wisconsin.
Because I'm fucking you.
Huh?
Because I'm fucking you.
I understand that in so many ways beyond how you know.
Beyond the physical.
And she goes, I wouldn't pay to go to Madison. I'm like, holy shit. But she'd pay to go watch Lewis fight.
I was in Los Angeles and I was like, maybe I can stop in Vegas. That's not false because I watched the fight sitting at LAX.
Daniel.
On my phone. 100%. I'll pull up calendars and flights right now. I was going
to
stop in Vegas before coming home, which I didn't do.
Did you agree to go to Madison and then pull back to go to Lewis's, or was it like up in the air?
Okay. No, she said she was going to Madison.
She said she was going to go to Madison, and then she's like, I'm going to go to the Lewis fight. And then she was like, okay, never mind.
It's also, what I'm not selling well is the trivialization of going to Madison. It's like, going to fucking Madison. When I'd say that myself for any trip where it's going to cost me more than double to go. To bring Christine, I'm like, hey, what's the thing? You want to go, I guess. You know what I mean? Like, if something you want to come to.
Sure.
Let's do it. And Madison was one where she's made a big thing about wanting to meet the sister and the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, great.
I see. You were hurt that she said... Talked all this shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I want to come to Madison. And then it was like, Lewis is fighting. I got to go to L.A. I love fights.
Yeah.
I love the blood sport.
She goes, I'm going to go support Lewis in this thing. I go, what? I go, you're canceling a thing that you're going with me? And she's like, yeah. And then she ended up going to L.A. because I said, I'm not taking you to Madison.
Got it. So that's why you went to L.A.
And then, so Christine Evans, Team Lewis J. Gomez. All day, every day.
Well, this is an awkward time for you to find this out. I'm Team Dave Smith. I'm a big Dave Smith guy.
Everybody's
I'm a
team.
Bobby, I'm a Bobby Hutch dude.
I'm a Hutch head.
I'm a Hutch head. I'll go fucking deep on Bobby Hutch.
So long. We have so much more
to talk about. Listen, I think Christine loves you and supports you, and I think the reason she acts the way she does is because she loves and supports you, and that's why she had to put a digit in your BH before Lewis shoved a fake gun up it. That's love, dude.
She's dumb, dude.
You guys just need to fight. We just need to do an intersex MMA fight.
I've been nothing but... How sweet have I been?
You've been very sweet.
For weeks upon weeks, maybe months.
I've been sweet, and I'm in therapy.
No.
I've been super nice.
Straight shit, dude. She's garbage.
Would you ever go to a session? Would you ever go to a session with her?
Huh?
Would you ever go to a therapy session with her?
No.
Like on her court with her fucking therapist?
Oh yeah. I'll go on hers. I'll tell her all the fucked up shit about Christine. She ain't telling her. The
therapist goes.
Him.
She pulls him aside. And he goes, "Hey, she's really doing that."
Yeah, she's an emotional rapist. He
goes, all right. You know what? I'm gonna need you to stay away from her.
Yeah. Court order.
Yeah, you need to get safe. Do you know anybody in the middle of the country?
Christine's going to be three studios over. Listening.
Lovie says he's been nice like it's a weird thing.
It's I've a
been
fucking so chore nice. To be nice to you. It is major daily hours of work to be nice to you.
I hope we're getting this all, because we're going to send this to marriage boot camp.
You should.
You guys are going on the next season.
It is.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder from Yahoo's Mansum.
Dude, I was giggly pleasant. Guy all yesterday and through the thing, and Christine said that's her interaction. She comes in with like just yelling everything and just a
I like you give her Charlie Brown
I'm telling you voice. But you know what I like, I tell Christine all the time, she's her personality hardcore reminds me of Diane's stepmother. And
is that why you guys
very,
fuck good?
That was yeah.
Put a little fucking salsa on it.
Yeah, me and my dad know how to work that puss. But I say all the time, I go, you have my stepmother's personality, and that was a real good, the world got to see a little taste of that. That was great. That's the good news of it.
When you said that?
No. I've said to Christine on her own many times, her personality when it's shitty like that is so reminiscent of my stepmother.
Yeah.
And last night when she like was snappy at the fucking podcast, very Diane like.
Well, I also had everybody coming at me saying that
Diane
I was ruining
like when you
it.
Shove guns up your butt.
And I'm a bit, you know, not bitch, but like basically like, oh, you're ruining the fun. And I'm like, I am ruining the
Can
fun.
You stop
like,
screaming into the microphone.
I was ruining the fun. That's what I caught myself doing. I go, I'm here as a girlfriend. I'm not paying attention to the content. I'm not an audience member. Like, I'm just thinking clearly as a girlfriend the situation, and I can't do that at Skanks, really. I kind of, like, they got to do what they're going to do. It's their show.
Yeah. And
Diane doesn't like watching you do Legion of Skanks.
She doesn't like when you put your gun up your butt.
Diane doesn't
like I had a hard time there. I stormed. There was one time, like, a SDR show. I stormed over to Ralph's house, and I'd never done that before, but just, I don't know, maybe it's not drinking anymore. I'm like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, they're just, like, in a room with this girl. It's not on camera.
Like, nothing, literally singing karaoke.
She's going to crossbody some porn star on a
Yeah, I know. She came over like and I the show was over. I was like, "Hey, what's up?" You came over to.
I think this is proof that she's clearly Team Big J.
No.
She's just worried about.
Well,
that.
The thing
that's
was, the girl was going to finish blowing. It was like you guys were going to keep going, not singing or something. And
we
I was
weren't.
Like, "What's happening?"
I was over at my friend's house.
It was SDR show. It was on the air.
It just sounds like that though. It's that kind of energy where you're like, "Oh, we were playing." What are you doing? You're ruining it.
That's not love. That's crazy behavior.
You guys are crazy in love.
Marching over to a place.
Y'all are crazy in love right now.
Oh, yeah, no, I love Christine for sure. I've been super great to her.
It's just weird because you guys do this on the show, and then I call you guys 2 days later because I'm worried. I'm like, you guys all right? You're like, yeah, I love her. You're like, fuck, I guess I don't know what a relationship is.
We're not on the rocks. We're not on the rocks at all.
I know. I've been called and Comedy Central a company girl.
By who?
Jay.
Oh, Christine's straight company girl. She's team fucking Viacom and team Lewis.
We got to understand when you're on a show, a lot of times it isn't a couple. Well, they'll just, you know, air their grievances like this. So I think some of us sometimes we're like, should we talk to them? I feel like I look to Jacob or Lou sometimes.
I think you should indeed talk to Christine.
I think it's good I started therapy, and I think it's better. I think it's great that she's been nice to me, because there was some months where it wasn't so nice.
No. I'm always nice.
Uh-oh.
I was just not being nice to
what
that
kind of monster.
Kind of shit.
What kind of monster were you being before you were nice?
I'm saying that my reaction was to like that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Would be much more like that rest of the night would have been like I just dropped it all yesterday at night after we did it. But I'm
gun
saying
gun came
like,
out of your butt and your memory was clear.
Yeah, it was just like a, listen, it was a fucking great show all around. The costume contest was funny. The whole thing, Ari, the statement he read of mine.
GasDigitalNetwork.com. Show will be coming out on Friday.
No, we had it. It was a fucking really funny, fun episode. Breaking down the game is ridiculous. We look ridiculous playing it.
Yeah.
And I talked to Ari afterwards.
Christine, please. Men are talking.
You went full Elks Club on her.
Yeah. No, everything was like, and so when the show was over, everyone was like in a good mood, and we fucking left, went home, had dinner and shit. So it wasn't like a bad night, but I dropped it is why it was a bad night. But that's something that should have been addressed for sure. I said, me 3 months ago would have gotten out of there and be like, what the fuck is like wrong with you? Like, what are you doing? Like, why do you want to be portrayed that way? Even if it was like a sweet, you can get the same information across by like, Jay, I really don't think you should do this. Like, I'm sorry to be the buzzkill, but you're like, everybody. I was like, what are you, fucking 60? You old geese? Just coming in, stepping on everyone's fucking radio controlled cars?
Yeah. I don't know. Once everybody was up on stage, too, I told her, it just started to feel more like performance. Like, I'm just thinking, I'm like, my boyfriend's going to get a gun.
It was sexual pleasure.
My boyfriend's going to get a gun in his butt on stage at the stand. And I didn't.
Please, there are cameras in the room. Please.
I wasn't thinking, you know. Once everybody was crowded around from him, and I realized, like, nobody's going to be filming on the side. Like, you're not going to be able, and nobody's going to sneak in and actually, like, film his asshole or be shitty about
it. Christine Raw,
like, once it was kind of set up.
The world got Christine Raw, and they're going to see it more and more.
You feel like it was like the Ted Bundy in Orlando outburst?
I keep telling Christine I'm not her problem. She's her problem.
Oh, man.
And the world's going to see those snappies.
I feel like I would snap all the time if everyone was whispering to me every day. Mm-hmm. To like, you're your own problem. I'd be like, I'm going to fucking snap.
It's coming at you.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.